Good morning. It's a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Well, Alan, you have said this time and time again since Democrats formed what's called the Independent Democratic Conference in the state legislature, caucusing with Republicans in the state Senate, that the governor could come in and get the Democrats to reunite. That has now happened, minus one, Simca Felder, who caucuses with the Republicans and could keep their majority intact. But quite a move yesterday, something that seems to have fallen right into your prediction.
That's right, David. And an interesting part of this is the Working Families Party. Now, clearly, Cuomo is worried about them giving Cynthia Nixon this third-party designation. We know that if Molinaro's campaign, if he's the candidate, or John DeFrancisco, there's a possibility of a split vote, a la Nader, and they're worried about that. In addition, there is, of course, the question at the Working Families Party. Some of the labor unions are fiercely in favor of Cuomo, while much of the rank and file, and these are individual voters, are committed to Cynthia Nixon. And so this little third party now becomes a kingmaker, and I can't but believe that Andrew Cuomo must be very aware of that and be concerned. So, yes, this is something that happened because the governor did what I always said he could do. He brought them into a room and said, okay, boys, this is what we're going to do. And I am sure that's what happened. Cynthia Nixon now comes out, and she says, of course, he could have done this from day one, but he didn't because he kept the Republicans in power. I happen to think that's true.
And what about the issue of the larger, well, I guess not so much a rumor anymore, that he's interested in running for president and gathering his liberal bona fides?
Well, I think that's right, David. Look, he's moved left. We know that when he came on in the beginning, he came on as a sort of conservative, blue dog-ish guy. He alienated the teachers. He's made his peace with the leaders, at least, of the teachers' union. And he has moved steadily to the left. Now with the Nixon challenge, he's really quite concerned. So that is obviously what he's doing. He's moving left. Cynthia Nixon is saying, hey, come on, this is hypocritical. You know, you could have done this in the beginning, from day one. As I say, I think that's right.
Assuming they end up with the majority, no one to blame.
Yes. Now, remember that if he runs for president, as you've just suggested, David, some guy's going to stand up and say, how come you kept the Republicans in power all that time? He said, I did not. I'm the one who turned it all around and got them back there. Yes, but it took him a long time to do that.
Let's take a look at the national headlines, Alan, and Facebook saying improper data has been used to affect 87 million people and may have been shared during the 2016 election. Still, this company, Cambridge Analytica, in the spotlight. And we all know that information in social media is out there and hard to get back.
Well, yeah, once the genie's out of the bottle, she's out. Now, in the meantime, Mark Zuckerberg is going to have to talk to the Congress, and he'll have to put the best face on this that he possibly can. Facebook is in a certain amount of trouble, that's for sure. I wouldn't bet against Facebook, by the way. I think that most people, as you have just indicated, understand that this data is not where it should be. He is saying, Zuckerberg is saying, we're going to make a major shift here. We are going to make sure that all of this is protected from now on. I use Facebook, and I'm going to continue to use Facebook, but I've never put anything on there that I thought compromised my personal security. However, you never know how this stuff is used.
The trade war that seems to be developing, especially with China, obviously, and this potentially being an albatross for President Trump?
Absolutely. And in fact, yesterday, his top economic advisors were all over the place suggesting that this is just a negotiating tactic. Don't worry about it. There isn't going to be a trade war. That isn't going to happen. And we know that Trump himself is concerned about the words trade war because he tweeted about how this wasn't a trade war yesterday. The market apparently is so sensitive to this that it was down, down, down. And then all of a sudden, when the economic guys came out, Kudlow and the others, he literally turned the market around. So it ended up yesterday. The Chinese have made no secret about the fact that they are targeting red states because they're blaming Trump. So when you see soybeans and soybeans are produced in places where Trump was the winner in the election, you better believe that this is something that Trump has to be very, very concerned about because he wants to win another time.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you, David, always.